the book Hebrews, part 236. I'm Professor Hannes Retinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, or have something to share, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number 0722 367 124, and that's plus 27 international code, or you can go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see it right on the top here. Should you require any of the books, I'm thinking about the Bible, the most perfect English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on, which is the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860. It's called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated in 1816. It's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. That was a corrupted Bible that was created by Westcott on our text. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. But please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the different studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. To start the week with the word of Yahweh El Elohim. The revelation word. What a message to carry into the world. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to continue with verse 38. Now, I'm also drawing this, although Apostle Paul wrote this 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, I'm also drawing this into the present time where we are living in 2025. Now, in 2025, the just, look at my fingers, the bride of Yahushua, we are called the just. Do you know that? The word says so, we are justified by faith. Hallelujah. Now, in 2025, the just, the bride of Yahushua, the Yahvist, shall live by faith. We don't need the statue of a little man sitting there with pigeons messing on his head, a god, and the pigeons are sitting on it. Ay, 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 ay. No. Our creator, Yahweh El Elohim, he's the creator of heaven and earth. Everything, he spoke the word. There's a chorus that says he's alive forevermore. He says that the bride of Yahushua, the just, how are we justified? We are justified by the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. We shall live by faith. It's not what we can touch and what we can smell and what we can see and what we can hear. Although it's more than 2,000 years later, we as a Protestant church, we are not Protestants. We as Yahvists, because the Protestants believe in Jesus that was created. As the Protestant faith was created in the 16th century, so was Jesus created in the 16th century. The person Jesus never exists in the Bible of old. He didn't live in the time that Yahushua lived. No. The Catholics has changed his name from Yahushua to Issus between 100 and 127 AY. They changed his name to a Baal god, the sun god. Issus, who was Ra, who was Zeus, the sun god, Greek god, became the Roman god, Issus. And for 1,500 years, they worship him as Issus. And then in the 16th century, they changed his name. That very same Baal or sun god, they changed his name to Jesus. There was no Jesus. Oh, the I and the J sounds the same. No, there was no letter J in the Hebrew or the Greek. And don't come with a story, it sounds the same. An X and a Y is two different letters. An I and a J is two different letters with different value, different alphabetical values. The just shall live by faith. It's not what we see. It's not what we can touch. It's what we believe. We believe in eternal life. Why? Because Yahushua has promised it. When? 2,000 years ago. He promised it. But you people must be, there must be something wrong with you. Believing in things that's 2,000 years old, which might come another 2,000 years before it will happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. Yes, if the final covenant is signed, the final peace covenant is signed, according to Daniel 9:27, then we know, then we can tell you exactly when it's going to happen. 1,230 days after the final covenant is signed. The coming, the parousia for the bride of Yahushua at the end of Revelation 3:22, the time of grace, the end of the time of grace. The bride will be taken out. We will be parousia. We will be drawn into heaven. He promised it. When? 2,000 years ago. And you guys still believe it? We will die for it. The apostles have died for it. Disciples have died for it. People over ages have died for it. Why shouldn't we? What makes the difference? Faith. We believe in something so much and so deep and so concrete that we will give our lives for it. Because the Bible says, fear not him that can do the body harm, but fear him that can put body, soul, and mind into hell. That's Yahweh our Elohim. We shall live by faith. The just, the bride, the Yahfist. We shall live by faith. We are conquered. Well, our foundation is made to stand on the pillar, on the foundation of faith in Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior. He that gave his life for us, he that promised, although you shall die, you shall live. Although you have died, you shall live. Realm of death and Hades, they can't hold a born again child of Yahweh, bride, Yahfist. Actually, we are not going into Hades, because Yahushua said to the sinner on the cross, on the right hand, today I verily I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. Not in Hades, paradise. Third heaven. Now in 2025, the just, the bride of Yahushua, shall live by faith. But if any man, I want to say women, who are part of the bride of Yahushua, draw back, backsliding, turning back to their sinful ways. So draw back is showing somebody that's backsliding. My soul, the redemption blood of Yahushua, shall have no pleasure in him or her. Apostle Paul says it's like running a race. is not the one that started, it's him that finished. Run the race, endure, believe in faith in that which Yahushua had promised unto us who are Yavist and bride, part of the universal bride. Promises upon promises upon promises. And this is what makes us, our religion, totally different to any other religion in the world. Even different to the Catholic religion. Why? Because they believe in pagans. Different pagan gods. We don't. We believe in the King of Kings, the Master of all, Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior, who gave His life in order that we today in 2025 may live. I just want to read the scripture, Hebrews 10 verse 38. And then we're going to go over to a confirmation scripture. Make your note. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6, I think it's to 8. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6, I think it's up to verse 8. We are going back to Hebrews 10 verse 38. Now in 2025, the just, look my fingers, the bride of Yahushua, shall live by faith. But if any man or woman who are part of the bride of Yahushua, let this be a warning. Let this message in this morning be a warning. Not in this holiday period to backslid. Go back to your old sinful ways. But if any man or woman who are part of the bride of Yahushua, drawn back, backsliding in sin, my soul, in other words, it's Yahushua speaking, he says, his soul, my soul, which is the redemption blood of Yahushua, shall have no pleasure in him or her anymore. The Bible says, for those that is backsliding, it's like a dog going to his own vomit and eating from it. We shall be justified by faith. Now we're going to read 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6. Therefore we, look at my fingers, who are part of the bride of Yahushua, are always confident. As bride, we are confident in what we believe. As part of the bride of Yahushua, we are confident in everything that we do. Why? Because we have prayed it through. We prayed it, we spent time in prayer. First seeking the face of Yahweh, our Elohim, our Father. In faith. In the name of Yahushua. Therefore, we who are part of the bride of Yahushua are always confident. We never hum and ha. We're unsure. Should we go left, right? No. We are justified by faith. We are confident that which Yahushua promised unto us, He will do. He's no man that he cannot shall lie. Shall he do, say something and not do it? Same as his father. Therefore we who are part of the bride of Yeshua are always confident knowing that while we are at home in this body, this flesh, we are absent from the absence of Yahushua. As long as we are in this body, it is impossible to live in heaven. And that's why we have an obligation in this life that we are living in 2025. We have an obligation towards every sinner, everyone that's lost. Because Yahushua says unto his apostles and disciples, go and preach the gospel of salvation unto the lost, unto the poor. And I think that's why all my life, since I was a youngster, I had a yearning for souls. Being an evangelist, myself, my friend Pastor Rienus Pretorius, we always went and preached on the street corners every Tuesday night, Wednesday night. No, Tuesday night. Every Tuesday, because Wednesday nights was prayer meeting. Tuesday night, we would go and preach the gospel of salvation. We would go and knock doors. Ask people, have you received? Those years it was Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Redeemer. Do you know? And what does the scripture say? Therefore, we who are part of the bride of Yahushua are always confident. We are confident in the promises that Yahushua has made unto his bride, knowing that whilst we are our home in this body, this flesh, we are absent from the presence. Now you see, absence of Yahushua. With other words, we have a desire to live out, but we have a work to do. We have got a mandate to preach the gospel of salvation unto the lost souls. Now, as long as we've got the time and as long as Yahweh grant us grace, let us do what He has called us to do, even in this day. Just look around and see the chances that just open that Yahweh gives unto us to preach the gospel of salvation unto the lost. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.